Blog Talk.
Nothing's gonna work.
Our Father in heaven, I come to you with a humble heart and mind, thanking you for the many mercies and favor you have given to us believers. Thanking you for the mercies and kindness that you have shown to unbelievers as well. That's right. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. Thank you, Father, for your continual blessings of good weather for us here in Detroit, Michigan. I appreciate your protection from natural disasters like floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, fall, fire, severe heat and cold weather. Father, thank you for protecting us from chemical disasters too. Father, help me to feed your sheep and minister unto the people in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable to you. It's not my will, but your will be done. Father, bless this talk radio program. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Sheep, I invite you to visit downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's a beautiful place to visit. Our art museum is second to none, our main library. At the foot of Woodward and Jefferson, you can look across the water, the Detroit River, and you will see Windsor and Canada. And don't forget, we have three beautiful casinos with brand new hotels. And for the children as well as for you, our Detroit Zoo, in my view, is second to none. And of course, we have the beautiful Belle Isle, where I hear that those in higher positions have given a winery permission to plant its grapes. Detroit is a beautiful place, and it has many wonderful, beautiful assets. That's why so many outsiders or oppressors are coming after us. Enough with my personal view. Hi there. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. This program is for God's sheep. And to those of you who are unbelievers in Jesus Christ and God that are not God's sheep, or, again, believers, this program is for all, for everyone. It is inclusive. Does not matter your religion or your race. It's for everyone. I want you to stay tuned. Perhaps I will say something of interest to you. It is said the Bible is a good roadmap to life, and I agree. Not only that, many of my friends, acquaintances, and associates tell me you're not a learned person until you have read the Bible. That statement brings me to my goal. My mission is to read as much of the King James Version of the Bible to you as I possibly can. And in that way, I think I will be doing what the good Lord told me to do, and that is to feed his sheep and minister unto the people. I want you all to be or to do as the Bereans. They're a group of people found in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 10 through 13. There were these two men named Paul and Silas, and they went into the synagogue. A synagogue is a church in a place called Berea. The Bible says the Bereans were fair-minded and received the word with all readiness and searched their scriptures daily to find whether or not these things were so. the scriptures that they were searched, that Paul and Silas spoke of, were from the book where Jesus took and read his assignment. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about a little later after I say what else is on my mind. I'm going to talk to you about Jesus' assignment on the earth. Again, I want you to do as the Bereans. Whenever someone speaks to you or tell you something, search it out in the Bible so that they will not mislead you. And that includes me. See, I always want you to have the three P's ready when listening in or tuning into this show. The three P's are pen or pencil and paper, along with your King James Version of the Bible. And what I'm about to say is important to me right now. There was an elderly man who predicted the end of the world to happen on May 21st, 2011 at 6 p.m. Precious sheep, God's sheep, I do not want you to be misled. So listen to me well. These are two things that I want you to know Jesus has said about the end time and the end of the age. One, Jesus says, of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father. He also says, pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath day. Now, to me, the Sabbath day is a Saturday, but people tell me that's whenever, what day you work 6 days, and whatever day you take for rest, that is the Sabbath. But I've always been taught the Sabbath is on a Saturday. Now, you will find that information in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 20 through 44. That's where you will find those two reasons. You will also find in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 44, it says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. And you can say that about death. No one knows, to my knowledge, when they're going to die. I certainly do not want to know. And this is important to me, sheep, that you do not be fooled by anyone. Do not willfully accept words or statements from anyone about the end times, except for what is written in the Bible. And that is those two reasons that I've given you. No one knows when that day and time is coming except for God. Now, I want you to study, to show yourself approved unto God. You'll find that verse in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. No one knows. It can be within a twinkling of an eye. And this is why I'm doing what I do right now. I am trying to be obedient so that when the good Lord does come, he won't forget about me. I've been overlooked a lot in my lifetime, but that's one time that I do not want to be overlooked. So I'm doing what the Lord has told me to do. Now, see, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of John. You find that in the New Testament in chapter 3. And most of you, see, if you were in Sunday school, you will know this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what I want, everlasting life. And I'm trying to be obedient. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, it tells you about the blessings of obedience. Next, I want you to go down to the next verse in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 17. It reads, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You got that? I also want you to read in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, where it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Now, it's important that when you're reading the Bible scripture, you read the whole thing. I want you to start in John chapter 10, verse 1, and then read all the way to at least verse 11, because I'm going to read that. And I want you to understand that John 10:10, when it says that, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly," he is not talking about the thief. He is talking about us, sheep. He has come that we may have life and life more abundantly. All this struggling that I'm going through for finances and that you're going through, I pray this day, this second, this moment, that our Father in heaven will relieve us of this. The wealth that the wicked has will come to us. I pray that, it comes to us now so that we can pay our bills, so that I can purchase premium block from this Blog Talk radio program. Now let's go down to John chapter 10, verse 11, where it says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep." That statement lets me know that Jesus knows. He knows he is going to be murdered for doing his assignment. And I say the word murder because when I read the books of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 14 or 16 through 46, the book of Luke, chapters 23 and 24, the book of John, chapters 18 and 19, the book of Mark, chapter 15, those New Testament books talks about Jesus' life and death. Of course, the Old Testament prophesy about Jesus' coming and his death. These books would tell you that Jesus was crucified. Instead of saying crucified, I tell you that he was murdered, because that's the opinion, that's the view that I get when I read those books. Now, some people will tell you that Jesus came. They will agree with you on that. But they will also say he did not complete his assignment. And this is where I differ from them. In my view, that assumption, that thought, is not right. Jesus did come, and he did complete his assignment. In fact, it was Jesus who gave me my assignment. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 24 through 27. Those verses talk about the new Jerusalem and the Lamb's Book of Life. Believe it when you read it, sheep. Believe it as I do. Read the entire book of Revelation. Read all of it. Did you know that in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3 says, "He who reads and those who hear the words of that prophecy are blessed." You do want to be blessed, don't you? Ooh, I've rambled on enough. I need to get back to talking about Jesus' assignment before my time is gone. And that's my purpose for this program tonight, is to talk about Jesus' assignment on this earth. I want you to know that in the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 23, says Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30. Now, I want to read to you the book of Luke, chapter 4, starting at verse 18, ending at verse 21, and then go down to verse 23. And this will tell you why Jesus came. It reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Well, at least it's the King James Version. Let me go to Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 18 and read down to verse 21, and then I'm going to read over to verse 43. It reads, verse 18 reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery to the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised or captive, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and he gave it to the minister and he sat down. And the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And Jesus began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now let's go down to verse 43, where it reads, "And he said unto them," Jesus said unto them, "I must go and preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent." So he tells us that he is sent to preach the kingdom of God. Now, what I want to do, Sheik, is I want to go back over where he says what he is sent here to do. He says he is to preach deliverance. Well, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And I think that means that the Spirit of the Lord had given him divine inspiration to speak, you know, to tell us what it is that we must do in order that we may be saved to go to get, be accepted into the kingdom of heaven. Number two, he says, "He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Okay, so the gospel means good news. And I'm wondering, why is it that perhaps the scriptures were given to the rich people and they did not preach it to the poor? See, Jesus is inclusive. He includes the rich as well as the poor. That's what I think. Number three, he was sent to heal the brokenhearted. So who sent Jesus? I read to you earlier in the book of John, chapter 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son." So Jesus was sent to us by God. He came to preach deliverance to the captive, to preach deliverance, yeah, to the captives. That means perhaps to restore those who were moved in Jesus' day back to their own country. It might be to preach deliverance to those who are in the prison of sin. And that's to all of us. Number five, to preach recovery to the sight, to the blind. Well, he did open up blind eyes, but maybe he is trying to tell us how to get into heaven, the kingdom of heaven that is to come. He is also to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to free us from the injustice that is going on. Right now, I will hope that the economy gets better. The economy is oppressing many of us. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, that means to me to proclaim God, to tell everyone about God. That's why Jesus came. And to me, he did fulfill his scriptures. Let's go. Let me just review Jesus' assignment, and it's found in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 17 through 21. It's also found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovery to the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed or bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Perhaps you will find more of Jesus' reasons for coming to this earth. But those are the reasons that I found and I share with all you sheep and unbelievers. For the sheep who are aware of the Lord's Prayer, it is found in or unaware of the Lord's Prayer. It's found in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And actually, I would like for you to read verses 9 through 15. For it is my prayer that Jesus keeps us from sin. He lead us not into temptation, and that he deliver us from the evil one. In closing, sheep, my sheep, God's sheep, I want you to always take the Lord along with you wherever you go. And if it's the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise, I'll see you next time. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Father, help your children. That heaven might find a place.